My dad are always having like awkward moments when we're both sitting in the car because as a typical Chinese family, we are not really good at communicating emotionally. So the radio, So the radio really helps to reduce the awkwardness level. And that's how I remember the whole experience. So actually, I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm so thankful they are there.
Beautiful. Yourself?
I remember as Fahim had just started, I remember this radio show. I grew up in Tehran, central. But I remember Shirkat Naft, which is like oil company right by Persian Gulf, the Abadan. It was broadcasting from there. And it was a great show. Like everybody was listening to it. And as a kid, I was listening to like somewhere around Persian Gulf from the oil company called Shirkat Naft. It was amazing. And I was a kid. And as you said, the radios were this big, basically. Yeah, we're old.
And giant.
It was giant. And I remember I think we only had two channels television.
Yes.
And it was all black and white.
Yes.
And it was as huge as that desk. Like,
yes.
I needed three people to basically bring it in when my mom bought it. But I remember radio was great because television was very limited, but radio was all day. And I remember I was listening, that was like 6 and 7. I was listening to Banama Kudak,
children's program.
And also Alfred Hitchcock series in Farsi.
Amazing.
I remember amazing. And it was like 10 o'clock at night. My mom thinks I'm sleeping because the television was off. Shows were done at 10, and I'm like a teenager, and I'm in my bed. I'm listening to this Alfred Hitchcock. I was in love with Agatha Christie and Alfred Hitchcock. I was listening to the radio show like so quietly. My mom won't find out. I wish she'll take it away.
Radio as a
sweet
narrative.
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. We have another musical selection here, and then we're going to use the power of radio telecommunication again to get Huayinch's brother, Squaych, from the Nikola Valley on board. We'll start things off with the KLF, What Time Is Love, TOTP, right here on Free Voices, CGSF.
What time is love?
The KLF, What Time Is Love, TOTP. And we know what time it is. It's time for us to reach out to Intlkamuk, to the Nicola Valley, and Squaich is on the line. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm alive and breathing.
Oh, beautiful.
Wonderful.
I'm in winter so far.
Ah, yes. And our theme today is the power of radio, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
When I think of radio, you know, I think of communication,
mm-hmm.
reaching a vast area. You know, unlike the times of old, the town crier could only be heard maybe a square block. But with the coming of radio, you know, sometimes I can even pick up Seattle. So, you know, it has a wide range. And, you know, it's conveying a message. It's kind of uniting a community because, you know, there's not only one person listening to the radio. There's many. And, you know, they're all getting the same message and getting them to think about certain things. You know, it's for conveying messages as well as alerting the area for possible emergencies, fires, floods, shootouts or whatever, you know. And it's also for conveying education as well, you know, as it's a really useful form of communication. You know, it shrinks the area. I mean, well, it shrinks the distance, making a vast range of I can't figure the word now. A vast area, anyways, making it a little tighter community. You know, you know, we don't have to be within cell range, you know, although there are radio apps, but radio somehow filters through all the mountains up here. Very, very few spots where we lose connection with the radio. And even then, you know, it's for like a kilometer or two, and then all of a sudden it picks up again. So, you know, we have those little, kind of like those old little Walkman radio, handheld radios. So we're not tethered to a power cord. Well, technically anyways, but a battery is still a form of power. And, you know, it's kind of a reliable source for news because those of us who don't live in the exact area that's affected, we wouldn't know other than hearing it on the radio, because up here in the mountains, we don't all have access to a local TV.
Mm-hmm.
So radio is a very good form for alerting.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we asked this question of our guests here today. Do you remember the first time that you heard the radio, or your first thing that you remember from interacting with the radio?
I don't really remember much about the radio before 1983. You know, I heard it. We used to listen to CBC radio as we traveled back and forth here and there, but I don't remember much. But I remember it uniting me and my older brother before he passed on. We shared the same love of the same music, and it just happened to be the year Michael Jackson came out with and the afternoon before he passed. I was sitting in the car waiting for my parents as they were shopping, and he was much older than I, so, you know, he was free to do whatever. Anyways, he just happened to come down the street, see me and my brothers, and stop, poked his head in the car, and that song was on, so that, you know, it built a long-lasting connection, because, you know, this is over 40 years now, and it still feels like I'm in that moment when that song comes over the radio. So, yeah, so, you know, it's really built an emotional connection. You know, like another time, one of my younger brothers and I went to one of my friends' weddings way up north, and that was when Princess Diana, you know, when the radio announced that she passed, you know, so stuff like that, it gives you a sense of time, because, you know, otherwise I ain't gonna stop and read a newspaper just to see what the news is all about. Yeah, but, you know, it builds history. It unites us. You know, we might all not appreciate the news and whatever's been conveyed, but at least, you know, we all heard it and can build our own opinions. So, you know, I'm happy the radio came.
Beautiful. Well, as always, we thank you for your insight and your experience and your wisdom in this matter.
Yes.
And we will say bye for now, my friend.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 That was Squaich Shukluk from the Intlakatmuk Nation up in the Nicola Valley Territory in Gweshkana, B.C. We always are so thankful for his words and his perspectives, and as always, as I say many times on this program, it's not free voice, it's free voices. It's multiple people, yes, that make this program be as powerful as it is.
Absolutely.
And one person hosting a show is great, but having guests on a program makes it even stronger, in my opinion.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mary, you also had some thoughts on radio and kind of the beginnings of radio as well.
Oh, absolutely. Very interesting. Radio's history begin with pioneers like this British physicist James Clerk Maxwell, and also Heinrich Hertz, the German engineer, who laid the groundwork for wireless communication. And then this engineer, Italian engineer fellow named Guglielmo Marconi, built on their work, developing the very first practical wireless telegraph. He successfully transmitted signals over long distances, including across the Atlantic in 1901. Oh, my, that's over 100 years ago. This paved the way for voice radio. The first commercial radio station emerged in the 1920s. making the start of radio as we know today. However, in 1943, Supreme Court of the U.S. granted Nikola Tesla priority over Marconi for foundational radio patents. Tesla had demonstrated radio transmission with his Tesla coils in the mid-1890s. And I believe the first radio station, commercial radio station in the United States, started in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1920, and same in Canada too. Interesting.
Very much. Wow.
KDKA.
That's correct.
Yeah. Radio has been around for a long time, and it's a medium that has matured over time. And a lot of people would look back and they think about old culture, think, oh, old movies, old television. But there's a significant period of time when radio, that was it. That's how people got their news, their shows, their sports broadcasting. It was the voice of the people. And we're lucky enough to live in a diverse radio ecosystem now. We've got, obviously, public broadcasting in Canada. Most countries have some form of either government or public broadcasting. We also have commercial radio, if you're into that. And then, of course, like CGSF, independent, non-commercial, campus and college radio, community broadcasting, stuff that is focused on local news, independent journalism, underground, independent, local, and diverse forms of music and talk as well. And it's always interesting when we take new volunteers through and we're kind of extolling the power and the virtues of radio, and we let them know, hey, there are more than 40 unique programs here on CGSF.
Yes.
So if you don't like what you hear, just wait an hour and you're good to go. And also, we really appreciate when people write in and comment on what they hear. And there's a portion on our webpage where you can write in, or you can also get in touch with the host of the program. If you like what you hear, please reach out to us. It encourages us, and it makes the radio community stronger. I think shall we put on another piece of music?
That sounds
good.
Yeah,
let's
do
that. So it looks like we have, I'm guessing from what I'm reading here, this might be a Swedish band. I'll double check here, Galpa.
Yes.
And it looks like the track is Hjulet from their album Feberdrom, which I think means fever dream, if my svenska is correct. So we'll be right back here on CGSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Free Voices.
Thank you.
And we're back here on Free Voices. Thank you so much for spending your 3 to 4 p.m. hour on this Odyssey of Positivity. And we heard from Swedish band Galpa, and that was their track Hulet from their album Feberdröm, Fever Dream. We were speaking a little bit about shortwave radio. Yes. That was kind of one, in addition to FM and AM radio, I listened to that a lot as a kid. I also listened to shortwave radio, courtesy of both of my grandparents. On my mom's side, her father was a radio engineer in the 1940s with the Marines in World War II. And on my father's side, he was also involved with radio telecommunications and early TV. But both of them enjoyed listening to shortwave radio. And so that filtered down to my parents and then to me. So my dad had a little shortwave radio that we used to listen to taking camping. And so we've hit Radio Havana, Cuba, Voice of America when I was living on the East Coast. At that time, CBC was still broadcasting on shortwave radio. They only stopped in 2017, something like that. But it was a strong signal that was broadcast from in the Ontario area. And so you could actually tune in when we're camping, you know, out in the bush in New Jersey or Delaware. And and hear, you know, what they called RCI, Radio Canada International. And
I remember we had it even in Iran when I was a kid. Those little short, small radios that we used to have, we would listen to mostly CBC, pretty strong.
There are other places such as, or other stations such as Voice of America, or Radio Free Asia, Radio Free Europe, where
I don't think we were able to get that
It depends. And also, for those of you who are interested, there's an amazing website that I highly recommend everybody to check out. And you can also build the hardware and software yourself. It's called SDR, Software Defined Radio.
Yes.
And there's a great website called websdr.org. And that allows you to tune in to shortwave broadcasts as well as amateur radio broadcast. So it's not just legacy media on AM and FM radio. Radio covers a much broader spectrum, amateur and professional broadcast stuff. Well, maybe just go around. Any final thoughts on the power of radio? It is an extremely powerful medium.
It is. I'm glad, as we were talking a little while ago, it was a revolution when radio came, because before that it was just newspapers. You had to either go get it from the newsstand, or it reminds me of those old classic British classic that the boy was reading, actually, in the middle of the street, Tom Sawyer. He was reading it on this little kid, like, listen to the news today, this happened today, and people were rushing. It depended how loud and interesting he said it, people would rush to buy it. That was the only way of communication those days. Yeah, it's a big revolution.
Yes.
Well, for me, I would say I am very well educated today, to be honest, because I do not live in the old history where people really rely on radio. And also, you mentioned about you only have like two channels, but this was like such a main way to share the message and feel united. So I'm really like, and also I was like, to be honest, I had no idea about the shortwave and longwave when Connor mentioned about it. So I love how much education I can got here.
Glad you did.
Yeah, I am. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Going back to the power of the radio, basically, you know, another thing it came to my mind, you know, aviation. You know, when we are on the air and, you know, having a very comfortable seat, you know, on the flight, we also listening to the radio, and through that radio, you know, the music is coming, you know, and any channel that we wanted, any station that we wanted is available. Even you're on the air, you're accommodating and bring motivation. To me is motivation, manifestation. Right away, you know, even though I listen to the program or communication or the music through the radio, but it just make me to think further, to go further and create something. And this is this journey, that part of my life, I really, really, really enjoying it.
Thank you all so much. Such wonderful thoughts. And also, we see how important radio has been throughout our lives, and also how it has all given us a chance to give back.
And sometimes you don't think even about it.
No.
Mm. Like, right. But it's easy. We have it.
Yeah.
But when you look to see how it started, who started it, yeah. and what they went through, mm-hmm. what was before mm-hmm. the radio, then you go, my.
Beautiful. Wow. If you out there in Radio Land want to join us here on the radio, you can come and learn how to be a radio host.
Absolutely.
We're always right. looking for new volunteers. Come by, do an orientation, take the programming training, mm-hmm. and get on air yourself mm-hmm. and help be a part of change. So you we'll go out here with... Absolutely. We'll go out here with one last piece of music, a bit for you from Millie Meunier, Orange Blossom Special, and we remind you that CJSF, your radio station here, is diverse, independent, and yours. Thanks for listening.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Have a good day.